man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just
Hillbilly. This is your Hillbilly right here in North Dakota. James Kelso, live with the Trump phenomenon here on August 29th, 2017. That term Hillbilly actually originated from the history of Scotland. The Scots who were up in the Appalachian Mountains were called Billy's Boys, or Hillbillies, from Prince William, who is one of their heroes or champions in Scottish history, William of Orange. So the that led to Hillbillies and Redneck, too. One of their symbols was to wear a red scarf, and that was called a redneck. So people think, well, it's because you got a sunburn on your neck and you're a farmer. Nope. It's you're one of Billy's boys, a hillbilly. And you're talking to one of the hillbillies right now. Those hillbillies constituted 40% of George Washington's army. Well, here we are with Paul Fromm, another hillbilly up in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Oh.
And our other hillbilly, George, on the East Coast. Hi, George.
I have a black tooth to prove it.
Okay. Another eventful day, and another, my gosh, George coined it earlier, the Trump era, another 24 hours in the Trump era. And we invite you to join us in your perception and experience of the last 24 hours yourself. You may have picked up something that Paul, George, or I have missed. There's so much going on that there's no way any of us can keep up. We're like Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, apparently, in his office, I was reading a review as Steve Bannon unleashes himself at Breitbart now. He spends his time surrounded by monitors. That's what that's the setup I've made here in my studio. I'm surrounded by 24-inch monitors and different computers all running, trying to follow what's going on. And so you pretty much have to have that now to try to keep up. And people are less and less using television. They're using the internet. And my favorite place to get the news is at Breitbart.com, the place where Steve Bannon, or the place he now calls home, also Sebastian Gorka now calls home once again. So watch all that we've said about Breitbart being the champion of the Trump phenomenon, all that we said about that being even more true in the months to come than it was in the last 2 years in which we've been saying it. Paul was talking with us off the air about the shutting down of websites that's going on wholesale right now. And Paul, you had some good comments to make on that.
Yeah, you know, I'm basically a free enterpriser, and I always have been. But you know, as the years go by, I'm less and less impressed by multinationals and insensitive big business. This is another matter, and I won't bore you, but I have an ongoing war with Pitney Bowes and how insensitive and nasty they are to their customers. But that's a different matter. These outfits, like PayPal and others that are cutting off service to people like American Free Press, that are and that credit card company is doing that. And I see a big, big globalists at the top of these corporations. They are terrified by the pushback they're seeing. Across the United States and some extent Canada, and they're cracking down. And they have no appreciation for free speech, no respect or support for individual rights. And I think we have to let them know that the tide will change, and there will come a different time. And they will be remembered. And I mean that as a promise, not a threat. But they will be remembered as people who betrayed their people. And they should not expect any special privileges if they start wearing the, well, we're a business and we create jobs mantle. Yeah, you may be a business. You enriched yourselves. You very often unemployed our own people to bring in third worlders. And that's endemic through the high tech industry, and all along the way you betrayed our rights to free speech. We're going to remember that.
Yes And the I'll tell you how I think it will be decided, Paul. You know, you mentioned our rights to free speech, and of course, you know, per the founders of our wonderful nation, that is a right. The bill of rights is exactly what George Mason labeled it, a Bill of Rights. He wrote the first Bill of Rights for the state of Virginia, ironically, and then modeled our national Bill of Rights on the Bill of Rights he had written for Virginia. And and interestingly, George Mason was one of those few founders who refused to sign the original Constitution without the Bill of Rights. He said, this isn't good enough without guaranteeing such things as, you know, that we, these wonderful things we have, like the First Amendment, which is what Paul's talking about right now, the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, one of the most underappreciated, best of the amendments. It says that those powers not specifically granted to the federal government are reserved to the states and the people, respectively. These are wonderful, wonderful principles that no other nation in the world has ever had. Some nations have borrowed some of our Bill of Rights concepts, but not a single one actually has a real First Amendment. Not one single government in the world, folks, other than America. So this is a very tenuous thing, this freedom of speech that we enjoy and that Paul is speaking about. I think what will preserve it for us, Paul, or protect it, unfortunately, will not be principle. Unfortunately, that will not be it. Not an appeal to principle. I think it will be an appeal to numbers. And I think that this speaks to my own appreciation of the Trump phenomenon, which is that what Donald Trump has done that none of us have ever succeeded in doing before. I mean, we've never had numbers. We've been right, or we've had principles and so on. We've been very interesting, but we've never had numbers until Donald Trump. And he put together 63 million people who voted for him. And I think, Paul, that 63 million is what these people that you're talking about, who they have no problem tearing apart our rights, that is what they will listen to ultimately. And
I think, you know, this probably goes beyond what we can kick around tonight, but leaders ought to be strategizing as to the sort of measures that could be brought in to do something about these companies, because the First Amendment only refers to government. Government shall make no rules, no laws. That doesn't mean that a Google or a domain name company can't do that. And I think this maybe the lawyers in our midst can start coming up with ideas. I was in touch with Dawn Black today, and as you know, Stormfront's being taken down, and the nationalist movement has suffered some tremendous hits, and I think it's going to get worse, because I think we've got an establishment on the run. Here in Canada, there were anti-immigration protests in a number of cities in the past couple of weeks. Nothing like this has happened. I mean, the odd time my group has done something, but they're popping up all over, and there's a similar response. The mayor's denounced it. In one city, London, Ontario, the mayor and city council said that city property could not be used for racist hate or for any ideology the city did not approve of. You have to pinch your rear end to realize that's in Canada, not in North Korea. And I see the mayors and provincial premiers, and of course our own trust fund kid, the prime minister, who was dancing in the gay pride parade in Ottawa this past weekend. They're denouncing racism. And instead of listening to what people have to say, they're saying, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. I see an establishment that's panicking. And
well, what's got them on the run, Paul, is Donald Trump, not us.
Yes, and many newspaper articles make that an observation about Canada. The racists have become more emboldened. No, the nationalists and the patriots who don't want their country overrun and don't want to be replaced are speaking up. And they're frantic, and unfortunately, when an animal gets frantic, it lashes out and claws and so on. So I think we're going to be in for some hard times before things get better. But I think I would like to hear some of the lawyers on our side of the fence offer their thoughts about the type of legislation that could be brought in, perhaps under a Donald Trump, to go after these companies that tread on people's right to free speech.
Well, I'll throw a couple of thoughts out right here. And that is that you will see that one of the weapons, Paul makes a very salient point, folks, which is that our rights of free speech and others pertain to our relationship to the government and not to corporations. And we're living in a kind of a twilight world where corporations like Google, like Amazon, have control, effective control over big, big pieces of the internet. Yes. And this is a quasi, this goes back to the original issue of telephony in America. And this may seem a little boring to some of you, but it's very fundamental. In American history, there were some Supreme Court cases, some very important findings as regards telephony being a public right, that a company will just take Bell Telephone as an example. The Bell Telephone was found not to have the power or the authority to cut off a person's telephone because of what they said on their telephone. Now, believe it or not, at one point, Bell Telephone was doing that, and they would pull a person's wire. The Supreme Court said, no, because you have, for a variety of reasons, but just to summarize it, effectively you have a monopoly,
yes,
over this fundamental human activity of communication. So although you're a private company, although technically you should be able to provide or not provide service, just like a restaurant owner says, we reserve the right to deny service. Right on the door it says that. Right where it says, shirt and shoes required to eat here. But the Supreme Court said, look, if you have this ability to cut off somebody's, they don't have another choice. Because you, Bell Telephone, you've got the only wire into everybody's house. This effectively is now a public domain that you're running. And so you must grant everybody access to this. Now, the internet, some very important decisions are being made on the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. It's going to be very important to see what kind of an FCC, when this all shakes out, what kind of an FCC Donald Trump has, because we've had some pretty bad FCCs in recent decades. But if the FCC decides that this telephony right does not extend fully to the internet, now we have a really bad situation where corporations can cancel us. And in the case of these websites and so on, recently nationalist websites have been canceled. One of the techniques used is that people who are domain name registrars have canceled their registration of the domain name. Now, that doesn't mean it's stolen. It's not gone. But it does mean, and by the way, I've personally experienced this, folks, so I've been through this drill. I've had a domain name registrar cancel a name, and then I had to re-register it with another domain name registrar, and I was fine at that point. And that's what all those who have experienced that, they're going to have to go through, and it's going to take them, you know, any days or weeks to get that done. But this is a but as I say, you know, in the world, in an ideal world, our rights would be what would be respected, and people would live by ideals. I don't think that's the way it's going to shake out. I think it will shake out by power. And now here's the active ingredient right now. Donald Trump has the power. And his 63 million of us who voted for him, we outweighed the 65 million, possibly, if you don't sort it out for fraud, who voted for Hillary Clinton, who don't want us to have that freedom. And this is a very close, gargantuan, titanic power struggle between these two groups of people. So right now, Donald Trump is the leader, the only leader of that, you know, movement of us. And now let's get to another story. I hope we will be able to cover in tonight's show. God, I'm biting off too much more than we can chew. I apologize. And that is the battle going on within the White House over this and other issues, Paul, with Steve Bannon's departure, with Gorka's departure. There is a battle going on that we're now going to see. We're going to be reading about it. We already are on the pages of Breitbart on the internet, in which Steve Bannon is really unlimbering his artillery. And he is going to go after, among other things, one of the sort of the most concise summary of what he's going after is what he calls Jovanka, which is he's combined Jared from Kushner and Ivanka to Jovanka. And he believes that Jovanka has too much influence in the West Wing. And he wants to counter it. And so he is going to go after, he is going to tackle what he thinks are the goofy ideas of Ivanka, the lousy ideas of Jared Kushner, and Gary Cohn, the Goldman Sachs man, who is also very high in the West Wing now. And so this is going to be a titanic battle. And
Seamus, I don't think they're Irishmen.
Yeah, no, they're not. And Ivanka's a good Scotswoman. You know, Donald's mother is was born in Stornoway in Scotland, in the Hebrides. She's a good Scotswoman. But she's a Scotswoman. I don't know about a good one. she's got such goofy ideas. She, for instance, now, I don't want to scare everybody. Things are going our way because this is my fundamental belief. Donald Trump is a great patriot. And so he, for instance, believes the Trans-Pacific Partnership was a catastrophe. He ended it. Jovanka wanted to go on with it. Donald Trump believed that the Paris Accord, based on the global warming hoax, that needed to be canceled. This is Trump. Believe that. Jovanka wanted it to be continued. Jovanka would come back to Jovanka right after this break. And your phone calls, folks, at 800-313-9443. Let's see how much we can cram into 1 hour. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
Well, who wants to be a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. And by the way, that Liberty Bell is the symbol of the American Freedom Party, sponsor of this show. And you can help. You can be a sponsor by making a contribution. I got a small contribution today in the mail. Thank you very much to actually an unnamed supporter. If I had the letter here, I could give enough clues. But the supporter out there who sent in some cash wrapped up in some beautiful colored foil. Thank you very much. Small contribution, but very, very appreciated. It's $25, but every little bit helps. You can mail it to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9. And this contributor said, thank you very much for having a snail mail address. P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721. Help keep this fight alive. Now, what Steve Bannon's doing, that $25 helped me. Steve Bannon is talking hundreds of millions of dollars with Robert Mercer and the Mercer family and others to build an alternative to, and Paul, I think this is where it's going to go. In terms of punishing these people, I don't think we can cause them to lose much sleep by, telling them what we'll do to them when the day comes that patriots are totally in charge. But but something that can cause them to lose sleep is losing audience, losing numbers, losing their jobs because they go into the red. And that's Steve Bannon's strategy. And that's what Breitbart's doing. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I should get them. Breitbart is soaring up the ratings. It's the hottest media organization out there right now. And they're expanding in every area. They've got bureaus all over the world. People like Robert Mercer who are talking in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I put in a call to Robert Mercer, but he hasn't answered my call yet. I said we'd settle for a tenth of that.
I wish they would make themselves an internet service provider so that our side can have secure comms. I wish they would get credit cards so our side could have credit cards.
Well, I think we've got to start looking at alternatives like that. And yes, down the line, if there are alternative ways of registering a domain name and so on. I saw one critic in Canada who made an interesting comment. He said domain names should not be private. They should be issued by the government on fairly and objectively and not be subject to censorship. Take that power out of the hands of these out of control corporations.
Well, Obama and his FCC actually made a very dangerous move in the waning days of the Obama administration. They, in fact, turned over, I've forgotten the exact name, but there is InterNIC is one of the acronyms. But I'll tell you, folks, our freedom on the internet hangs by a very delicate thread, This is a miracle, just like Donald Trump dropping out of the sky on us. The internet also, and it's as much of a miracle as Donald Trump is, and it need not have happened. The Trump need not have come down that escalator. He could have been deterred by anything, and the internet could have been designed differently than it was. But it is designed in such a way that it for the wrong reasons. It was designed so that anybody could connect to anybody in the world. This was a DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project. Plan so that in the event of a nuclear war with the Soviet Union, it couldn't be disrupted. Well, I'll come back to that. As I said, we've bitten off more than we can chew, but we'll chew a little bit more on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and
bridges Southern border wall.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. This is your chance to call in and get a call in with something, having something good. Alan in Chicago is holding on the line. And before we go to you, Alan, I want to get in a little bit of the man himself, Donald Trump. I really don't like it when we do a show where we don't even hear a little bit anyway of Donald Trump. Here he is. He is having a press conference with Sauli Niinistö, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing the Finnish president's name perfectly, but Sauli Niinistö, spelled N-I-I-N-I-S-T-O. He is having a press conference with Donald Trump, and here's where Donald Trump, again, this great man, this brilliant man, who is sticking to his principles and to his beliefs, to his core nationalist beliefs, his core Americanist beliefs. He really is exactly what you see is what you get with Donald Trump. He really believes in America first. These are not political slogans with this man. Here's what he had to say in this conference, just concluded with the Finnish president. Here he is.
Is your plan still to have Mexico pay for the wall?
Yes, it will. One way or the other, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. That's right. It may be through reimbursement, but one way or the other, Mexico will pay for the wall. We're right now negotiating NAFTA. In my opinion, Mexico has been very difficult, as they should be. Why wouldn't they be? They had a sweetheart deal for so many years. It's one of the great deals of all time for them, one of the worst trade deals ever signed. I guarantee you, Mr. President, Finland would never have signed NAFTA with Russia or whoever you wanted to. This is not a deal that you would want to sign. This is not a deal that Finland would know about. NAFTA is one of the worst trade deals ever signed at any time, anywhere in the world. And I can understand why Mexico is being difficult, because why wouldn't they be? They've had it their way. But no, Mexico will pay for the wall. It may be through reimbursement. We need the wall very badly. As you know, Mexico has a tremendous crime problem, tremendous. One of the number two or three in the world. And that's another reason we need it. And the just to add on, tremendous drugs are pouring into the United States at levels that nobody's ever seen before. This happened over the last 3 to 4 years in particular. The wall will stop much of the drugs from pouring into this country and poisoning our youth. So we need the wall. It's imperative. We may fund it through the United States, but ultimately
Mexico will pay. I cut that off. And what he means by reimbursement, of course, is we're not going to wait. We're not going to spend years of protracted negotiations with recalcitrant Mexico waiting for the check to arrive. No, we'll build the wall. We'll pay for the wall. And then we'll put surcharges and taxes on all those cars and refrigerators coming up from Mexico. And it'll be paid for that way. 30 or 40% surcharge at the border. And that'll pay for it lickety-split in quick order. But this is an example. Again, I started the show with the theme, there are a number of things that we're really worried about. Ivanka, that Steve Bannon is worried about. But Donald Trump is showing that Ivanka does not lead him around like a poodle. Ivanka doesn't agree with what he just said very strongly, as strong as he ever said it before the sort of the rise to prominence of Ivanka. And the and of course, Donald Trump, surely, Paul, the theme that we're talking about, an internet where people are free to speak. Donald Trump strongly believes in that, and he will find, as a genius, he will find the ways that he, as president, can keep our internet, open. Let's go to somebody on that internet right now. This whole show, everything we're doing is on the internet. It's going off to AM radio stations and to other sources in the network, but basically our lifeline is the internet. So on that lifeline, we're reaching Alan in Chicago. Alan, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. I have two quick stories/observations. I've been watching the last couple of days the coverage of Donald Trump and the hurricane, and God bless those people, and my heart and prayer goes out to them. But I've noticed all the media, they are just dying. They have no idea how to cover Donald Trump now because he is getting the job done. He's working with a Republican governor, and the one thing that is driving the Democrats and the media crazy is there's cooperation, for the most part, with everybody down there working together. And they're struggling not to show blacks and whites helping each other and Latinos and everybody. And one other thing, there's swift corporate justice. The CEO of Camping World came out, and he made a statement on Twitter against Trump and his statements with Charlottesville. And the justice was so swift against Camping World, he tried to retract it. But the damage is done. And this guy that's the CEO of Camping World also has a television show on MSNBC called The Prophet. His name is Marcus Lemonis, and he has like a business show. They are going after the sponsors and everybody there. So corporate justice against Never Trumpers is very swift. And that's all I wanted to let you guys know.
And Alan, you put an exclamation mark on the point I was less articulately trying to make. And that is, what will shake this out for us, folks? How the story will end in our favor is power, actually. It's numbers. Our numbers, thanks to Donald Trump, the numbers of red-blooded American patriots are right now in the ascendant. And we can keep it that way. If we're smart, we can keep it that way. and the and chase people like that CEO, chase them out of their jobs, crush their corporations with the outrage of not a few of us, the outrage of a huge mass of us, 63 million. And if Donald Trump can keep that 63 million motivated, and that's why I'm so attached to these great rallies that he holds, because they show, they illustrate, they embody this, the huge size of the rallies, the fervor of the rallies. All of it shows this is what, you know, our enemies, they look at that, and this is what makes them pee in their boots, is that kind of power. Alan, did you have another thought?
Yeah, just a final recap on it. I believe in all of my heart that Donald Trump will do the right thing, and I think also what's great is Franklin Graham is down there with Samaritan's Purse and also the 700 Club with Operation Blessing, and I think the world will see how America, Christians and white people and black people, everybody here in America can work together, and I think within the next month or two, you will see Houston come back with a vibrance. And it's unfortunate, but I really think it's going to be a shining beacon for America and Donald Trump to show what cooperation can do and not this division.
Yeah. Hear, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Certainly, you know, on the ball here in a way that George W. Bush wasn't during Katrina. He's down there. He's taking control of this issue and this file. I think he's shining. Even the poisonous CNN today was tracking that. And it's great the way Russiagate and all the rest of it have faded away. And I think Trump's just admirable here.
Yes, yes, and the left, as Alan says, they are desperately trying to find some angle. They can't find an angle. Donald Trump has boxed them out, so they're making all sorts of desperate efforts to find a way to take a shot at Donald Trump. Right now, they can't find it.
Hey, James, I love the. I was just looking at a very inspirational website called CP USA. So, Communist Party USA has a big, beautiful website. They don't seem to be get too much harassment. But Stormfront, nah, can't have that. They're evil. No. They're bad people. But the Communist Party USA, they can have anything they want.
No problem. Yeah. Well, I think the lawyers in our movement should be looking at perhaps antitrust suits. Some of these high-tech giants essentially have a monopoly. That's what the progressive movement did back around the turn of the 20th century, bust up these monopolies. And hopefully the technology will do an end run around them, and it will be possible to find other means to host websites and to collect money. I know there are some other means but I think we should be making a lot of noise on this one.
Well, yes, the key is the word "lot" there, Paul, and that a lot of noise is only going to come from a huge number of people. I don't think this is going to get sorted out by some courageous advocate of rights somehow prevailing on principle. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be by main force, by numbers. And here's an article on this. Here's a thought on Steve Bannon. Vanity Fair writes this. They interviewed Steve Bannon. They said Bannon's main targets are the West Wing's coterie of New York Democrat globalists, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and former Goldman Sachs president Gary Cohn, as well as the Hawks, comprised of National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and his deputy, Dina Powell. Quote, he wants to beat their ideas into submission, unquote. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow told me, this is the Vanity Fair reporter, Steve has a lot of things up his sleeve, this editor-in-chief Alex Marlow said. And so that's that's what. So when you, by the way, folks, when you look at your Breitbart headlines now, realize Steve Bannon sitting in the office there, and these headlines, imagine the opposite of the Ministry of Truth. You know, it's the Ministry of Truth. They're operating the memory hole, and they're manipulating what you see. Well, Steve Bannon's doing the same thing in reverse. He's offering you the truth. He's pulling things out of the memory hole, and he's putting them right up there for you to see at Breitbart. And the and also notice again my idea of not my idea, sorry, just the idea of main force or power prevailing. Breitbart is not going to get shut down by anybody, and because of their power and also of their mainstream ability. In other words, they are shutting them down. You'd have to shut down, you know, America. You'd have to shut down, I call it, you know, red-blooded America. You'd have to shut that down. There's no, you can't make that case. You can't make that stick or make it happen. So Breitbart's pursuing the right strategy there and making themselves unclosable. You know, again, let's be thankful for things, folks. I talk so much about Breitbart. You know, this whole show is dedicated to Donald Trump. I go on and on about the, you know, the miracle of the internet. These are things that need not necessarily have come into being. There's nothing inevitable about Donald Trump, the internet, or Breitbart. Individual geniuses created these things, all three of them. And the and then our role is to, you know, spot those geniuses and help them out and make, you know, make it work. The let me take another peek here at the Tom Tancredo addresses your thoughts, Paul. His latest article on Breitbart, he says in an article today, August of 2017 might be recorded as the date the ground shifted under the feet of defenders of constitutional liberty and freedom of assembly in the United States. The nation's newspaper establishment is now providing a public platform for normalizing the claim that the Constitution's protections for freedom of the press and freedom of speech are inadequate weapons for winning the fight against a, quote, using ironic quotes, rising tide of racism, unquote. And therefore, violence may not only be justified, it may be the only moral alternative. Now, this article, folks, is going to lead right into cultural Marxism. And Paul is a real expert on this. Cultural Marxism explains that violence is justified against people like us. Thus saith the Lords of Antifa, continues Tom Tancredo, a real friend of liberty there, former congressman from Colorado, the newly respectable priests and armed enforcers of vigilante justice. I'm going to skip a little here. Let me go all the way right to the end because of our time limitations. So in the tumultuous summer of hate, again, in ironic quotes, the Denver Post has joined the New York Times in providing the soapbox and microphone to the voices popularizing these new rules of engagement in the public square. If you are not on the, ironically quoted, right side of a contentious political issue, beware. Woe be unto the defenders of liberty when the mainstream media begins to marginalize you as an antediluvian agent of oppression. I'll give you another example, Paul. Here's an alarming one. Not to be outdone, the National Office, writes Tom Tancredo of the ACLU, announced a few days after the Charlottesville riot that the ACLU will no longer go to court to defend the First Amendment rights of protesters if they are also exercising their Second Amendment right to carry a firearm. No firearms were discharged in Charlottesville, but that's only a footnote. And then here, let me get to this connection of your study of cultural Marxism, Paul. I think I can find a quote. It's in here. Maybe I'll miss it. Tancredo writes, thus begins the official legitimization or normalization of the rejection of the First Amendment's protections of freedom of speech in the name of fighting racism. And who will be empowered to decide what groups and what forms of speech are forbidden, the protections afforded civil libertarians? Why, our nation's idealistic social justice warriors, of course. Intense warriors like those found in the ranks of Antifa, Occupy Wall Street, and Black Lives Matter. So the here it is. Here's your study, Paul. The argument that the First Amendment is antiquated and ill-suited to fighting racism and bigotry is reminiscent of the teachings of the neo-Marxist cult figure from the late 60s and 70s, the German Frankfurt School entertainer Herbert Marcuse. His innovative theory of repressive tolerance, what a neat term, repressive tolerance, rationalized and incentivized the rise of ideological intolerance in academic circles. But until very recently, we have not seen its totalitarian fruit being marketed in the public square. There you go, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, Herb Marcuse is kind of the tip of the spear here from the Frankfurt School, is he not?
Oh, yeah. He was one of the old Marxists.
We've got a little break here, folks, a chance for you to get in a phone call. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stand. And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You know, hey, I'm just
We're back, folks. Well, we politically incorrect here. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Paul Fromm and George with us from the East Coast. And there's you can get a phone call in now. Well, we're running out of time, gentlemen. Maybe not. We'll be back again tomorrow night. This show's on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Central Time. That's where I am here in North Dakota. And we also have a Sunday show, a three-hour spectacular from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And so we will see you again tomorrow night, bringing you more in the saga of the Trump phenomenon. And George or Paul, any parting thoughts you want to send out to our... You know, I like what Mike Rivero says. You folks out there in this RBN audience, you are among the most well-educated people in the world. You know what's going on better than just about anybody. And a part of the thanks for that can be given to John Stadtmiller and RBN. Paul or George, any thoughts?
Mr. Breitbart needs to start this television network real soon. With Donald Trump's FCC to make sure they don't get it in your way.
Yes. Well, now look for this. Get ready, folks. Fasten your seatbelts, because what will happen, you know, Steve Bannon goes big. So he's probably negotiating right now a several $100 million deal. Contracts are probably being lined up with satellite and cable so that on day one of the new Breitbart National News Network, it may or may not be under the aegis of Breitbart, but they'll be reaching, you know, 50 million homes, some huge number like that, so that on day one, they'll have huge reach. And they're probably in negotiations right now with people like Lou Dobbs, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, for some real star power among folks like this. And if they got money like the Mercers, they can cover paychecks like Sean Hannity. So look out, folks. This could really, really get exciting. And do not despair. Steve Bannon has said, I feel liberated now that I'm out of the White House where I had influence. He said that was good. But now outside of the White House, he still has his connection to Donald Trump. I now have power. I'm reaching millions and millions of people with the fastest growing network in the world. We don't have time here. I was about to give you show you how he wields that power by reading a story. And the way he words his stories, folks, it's brilliant. He's reverse engineered the Ministry of Truth. Paul, thanks. George, thanks. See you all tomorrow night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.